Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it moved into the Port Sanilac area is when we started to pay attention to it. The sheriff down there had contacted me and told me that the intentions were apparently to try and complete a trip to Chicago before Christmas. And we had received information also from the Coast Guard of an interview that they had done with the captain. I don't know how many days prior that was. It was within, a week to 10 days, see just what the plans were and how the ship was made and just gathering information. And the individual, in my opinion, is the owner is an intelligent guy. I think he had adventure bug or something. He definitely was going to do something with something that is not typical, number one, for our lakes, let alone doing it during the time of year that it is.
And how did he seem when you talked to him? I know that it says that he had his dog with him. Were they both doing okay once they got to Port Austin?
So we had been, when we heard that they left Port Sanilac, which is down in Sanilac County, yesterday, we had been watching up here to see if the boat would actually stop here or was going to continue on. This time of year, not only is it cold and ice forms, there's typically not many days on the water where the wind isn't blowing. There was a time frame that maybe passage could have been made across to the other side of the bay during the evening and overnight hours yesterday, but the boat doesn't move that fast enough. So we started hearing that it may come in or was going to go into Harbor Beach. Then it was decided that maybe it'd go to Port Austin, and then this morning the fire chief had contacted me bright and early and said that it was in Port Austin and there was ice around it, possibly even being iced in. The weather conditions had got down into the mid-teens in the Port Austin area overnight. So then we seen where the owner moved it towards the Bird Creek, which is right in the harbor of Port Austin. And then that's when I had gotten the number from the Coast Guard and reached out to him to see what his intentions were. If he had intended on continuing the trip, I was willing to bring our ice rescue airboat over and bust the ice or break the ice to get him out of the harbor. But I wanted to see, how confident he, I hadn't talked to him myself, and just see what he had to say. And what I found was a very polite individual who was very exhausted and second guessing what he had attempted to do. in the determination, in the conversation between him and me was the likelihood, the further he goes into this trip, was he was going to encounter conditions the same as or worse when it come to finding a harbor of safe refuge. So I think he kind of made up his mind when he got into the harbor or was steaming up, if you will, from the Port Sanilac area yesterday. It's just too cold, and in the boat, in my opinion, the owner might not appreciate this. I don't think that the boat is really suitable, although it's I'm told it's well built, but it's really not a boat for the open lakes of especially Lake Huron.
Yeah, no, I could not imagine being on any of the lakes right now with it being as cold as it is. So kind of, have you heard like what his plan is? Is he going to take the boat back to the beginning? Is he going to keep it where it is for now and continue in the spring?
Well, that boat is has to be at least 70 foot long. So it's not something you're going to put on a trailer and move out of there. So the boat will be there for the duration. There was a local contractor that had offered to pull it up onto the sand of the beach, so he didn't have to worry about anything that could come along if it were to freeze into the ice, as far as environmental hazards or what have you. So it's out of the water and don't have to worry about it getting pulled out or crushed by the ice or drifting into the break wall or anything along those lines there. So I think that with it out of the water now, I mean, he could change his mind, I guess, and say, hey, I want to try this again, and I might still keep good on my offer to try and break the ice to get him out of there. But I mean, it's at this point in the game here, I think it would really be a bad idea, especially with the wind picking up in the direction that he would be handling or heading, I should say.
And with him heading to Chicago, I was trying to figure it out. So was his plan to go like along Michigan, like up Lake Huron and down Lake Michigan, or was he going to cut across somewhere?
No, he'd have to go all the way around, and he his navigation, which he appears to have knowledge with, he was staying as close to shore as what he could without worrying about, like, some of the areas on the eastern part of our county. You have to be almost a mile offshore to be in suitable water for a regular boat. This boat doesn't take, I would imagine, much more than a foot of water, because it's basically a raft is what it is. It's built on plastic barrels, so it doesn't take a lot of water to float it. But he wasn't going to be off into a shipping lane by any means. He would be going along no further offshore than he would need to be.
So right now, plan is the boat is for now going to stay where it is.
I don't believe the boat was suitable for, you know, our lakes. There are times when, or Lake Huron, there are times when the wind is down, but this isn't the type of or time of year for that. It typically is blowing. The water is freezing in the harbors now, and even with the cold air in some wave action, that can throw water can splash up onto the boat and build ice and weigh it down too. So, you know, all those different considerations he would have to take into account if he were to think about doing it. And to be honest with you, in my conversation with him today, I think he's realized that and put this all on hold. Not to say he's not going to ask that contractor to push him back in the water and call and say, hey, can you bring your ice boat over and break things out? I doubt that he will, though.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And I guess we'll just see how things unfold. But I appreciate the information.
He definitely... definitely has attracted attention in the social media world, and I know there's been more visitors to the Bird Creek Beach for this time of year than probably there ever has been in its existence.
Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was going to say, I'm sure that while it's there, there will be plenty of people coming down to see it, take pictures with it. It's not every day you have a homemade boat raft heading down the Great Lakes, especially at this time of year.
This time of year, back in 2017, we had an individual from out of state that wanted to break some kind of a world record or Guinness Book or whatever record about traveling by kayak all through all the lakes. And she started down, I believe, in the Port Huron area and got up as far as Grindstone in our county, which required us to go into rescue mode with her. She did get ashore only to attempt, then this is in March of 17, only for her to try again a couple of days later, in which we had to take our ice boat almost 3 miles offshore to pick her up in weather that the Coast Guard couldn't even have flown to get her that night. For some reason, our area has been a magnet for unusual things in the winter months on the water, if you get my drift.
And my last question, you telling me that story made me think of it. So if somebody is thinking of attempting something similar to either of these at this time of year especially, what would you say to somebody that is thinking of trying to navigate the Great Lakes at the end of fall or beginning of winter?
There's really no good idea to it at all. In this part of the state, the Huron County Sheriff's Office is one of two rescue assets that are going to come and get somebody. And let's just say that in this case of this houseboat, he would have attempted to go head towards, say, Tawas. You know, I was thinking about this all night, you know, wondering, you know, what was going to happen if we had to launch our airboat, you know, and how far I was willing to let it go offshore comfortably, because the Coast Guard, I believe they have all their boats out of the water, and it's going to be an air rescue for them. And depending on, like, say, last night, there were some snow flurries and snow showers that came through the area, that could have very well hampered a helicopter flight if an emergency situation would have came. Just like backing up to that scenario with the kayaker. So your options are very, very limited this time of year. And to say we're going one way or the other, I got to think this out with, you know, the weather conditions and what our capabilities are. Otherwise, the help's got to come from a longer ways away than what we are. And it's just the survivability in the water. You're down to between an hour and 2 hours this time of year. And that's pushing it.
Yeah, like I said, I could not imagine being out. I don't even want to be outside, not on the water right now. I could not imagine being on the water trying to navigate the Great Lakes. At just, I mean, kudos to that guy for giving it a go. That is not something that I would want to try. But I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
I even had a lady call from out of the county, very concerned about the dog, about, you know, unhappy with the decisions that she believed the captain was making, and requesting that we somehow go and get the dog, because the dog is going to be an innocent victim of this. So there's from all different directions or angles, I should say, this whole journey was being watched.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.